Everybody, it's Dan, and so in this video I want to talk to you about stop spending your money on dumb stuff.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well. So it's a Tuesday morning, just heading down to the basketball court this morning. Beautiful sunny day here in Spain. And I've not actually eaten since Sunday as I'm fasting. Not religion, just fat. So I'm on a weight loss thing right now. It's called 7 in 7. 7 kilos in 7 weeks, that's the plan. Last week was week number one, we lost 3 kilos, which is not bad at all. And then I ruined it by having a cheat day, putting 1.5 kilos on, and then this morning I'd taken that 1.5 kilos off. But we'll do a longer video about that at a later point. But in this video I want to talk to you about stop spending your money on dumb stuff. So I was just having a chat with someone, and they were talking about buying or leasing a brand new car, effectively, which is very nice, until you find out that this brand new car is £800 a month. £800 a month on a car. And that's fine, as long as a couple of these other conditions are also satisfied. Let's tick them off, shall we? So number one then, are you making at least £800 a month from your passive income investments? If not, you're not allowed one. You're only allowed to spend money on luxury goods from things that are coming from your passive income. So passive income is things like dividends, online training courses. We make passive income from those. We sell them every single month for work that we did last year, or even the year before, in fact. What else? Property. We make money from property. Property is technically not passive, but we'll use it for the sake of this example. If you've got, you know, a number of properties, you'll understand that property is far from passive, but it comes in every single month, or it should do, without you having to go to a job. You're not paid per hour. That's the idea of passive income. So unless that £800 is coming in from passive income of some sort, you're not allowed to spend it on luxury goods. It's as simple as that. You want a handbag? Great, go buy yourself a £500 handbag. As long as that money comes from passive income, perfect. I should probably add as well, the money that you spend on luxury goods, and I'm not saying that you never get a luxury good, like a handbag once every 5 years, like a £500 handbag, but if you're spending £800 on a car every single month for the next 5 years, and so this is number two then, have you covered your expenditure, your normal basic expenditure every single month? Have you already got that covered before you buy this fancy car? And again, if the answer is no, and by the way, owning a business and shoving it through the business, it doesn't count, right? I know, well, my business is paying for it, but the business could pay you £800 a month in dividends. And after tax, you know, 32%, about £500 could be going into buying stocks, at, you know, £500 a month is £6,000 a year, 8% on that. That's where it should be going, or it could be going as a deposit on your next buy to let. So it's a ridiculous statement when people say, well, my business is paying that and it's very tax efficient. And I get that you need a car, but you don't need an £800 a month car. You need a £1,000 Nissan X-Trail like I used to drive, big enough for everything, bang a sofa in the back, not a problem, good family sized car. You don't need to be spending that money unless you've got all of your normal day-to-day living expenses, mortgage, rent, food, petrol, etc. All that should be covered. Then you can spend whatever you want on that. So number one was how much income are you getting from your passive income? Number two is all your costs already covered from some form of passive income? And if the answer is no, then you can't buy a nice luxury car. Number three then is, are you spending an equivalent amount every single month? So the £800 a month that you're spending on the car, are you also spending £800 a month on more passive income? Because I don't think that if you're spending £800 on one, you shouldn't be spending £800 on another. They should cancel each other out. So the money that you're spending on a luxury item, you know, if you go out and spend £500 on a luxury handbag, you should also put £500 into Dogecoin or, don't do Doge, or Tesla, don't do Tesla, or, I mean, do Tesla, or Amazon, or the FTSE 100, because we want to be safe here, you know. This video is about giving you safe advice, not risky advice. I see so many people going all in on Bitcoin and all in on Doge. And then the price drops because there's dips, constantly dips. That's what crypto is. Surges and then there's dips. And you time that wrong, you're screwed. That's why we use dollar cost averaging for all investing, by the way. We don't just go and put 100 grand in Bitcoin in case we put it on when Bitcoin was 63,000 and now it's only 55. You've just lost an awful lot of money. If it was the other way around, awesome. But how do I know, or you know, that it's going to be, you know, you could put 100 grand in when Bitcoin's $55,000 and then it surges to 66. How do you time that? You can't. That's why we use dollar cost averaging. So those three rules will determine what you're going to spend your money on. And now I know what's going to happen. You're going to end up with no passive income coming in from your current investments, or certainly very small, so you can't buy luxury goods. You're currently not covered all of your monthly outgoings or using passive income, so you can't have a nice car at all. And you are currently not moving the same amount of money that you're spending on a car each month into some sort of passive income. I know that you're not doing those three things. And so because you're not doing those three things, you'll just delete this concept and you go, oh, well, that's Dan, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But here we are at 48, pretty much debt-free other than a debt that generates cash flow, which is mortgage debt. So we clearly got something right. I'm off to basketball. It's what time is it? 9:10 in the morning, and I'm off to basketball this morning on a Tuesday morning. Spend 2 hours shooting hoops. I don't need to go to work to generate that income because I've got passive income, and that's what I want for everybody. Everybody should have an opportunity at passive income. One, to realise it's not actually passive sometimes, and it does need a bit of work here and there. Especially on property, by the way. Two, I want you to feel what it feels like not having to go up and get to work. Like, that was a real head screwball for me when I first left work. I even left a 100 grand a year job and tried to get back into a 15 grand a year job just to have those four walls. It's like Londoners when they go to the countryside and the sniffing exhaust fumes to feel what it feels like back home. Because of the smog and so on. When you're out in the countryside, it's clear air, right? And people try and get back into what they were used to. I want people to be able to experience that. And until you've experienced that, you have no idea what it's like. And then the second part, or third part of this as well, by the way, is that what happens is, when you get to a stage where your money is making money on the money that it's already earned, you kind of stop spending money on useless shit. Now, I'm saying this, and at some point I'm likely to go and get a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a nice Porsche or maybe a Cybertruck or maybe two out of those, right? At some point I'm going to do that. But just be aware that if I do that, and I still can't bring my head around spending that amount of money on something that depreciates and doesn't generate income. But if I do that, then it comes from the fact that all that money has come from passive income, not earned income. I'm not having to go to a job to earn the money to pay for the Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Cybertruck or whatever that happens to be. So at some point, yes, you can do that. But I'm pretty much guessing, if you're watching this video, that you're not at that stage yet. And, I mean, I'm just wondering, am I at that stage? And the answer is yes. And I still haven't done it. You know, when I look at where things are going and the income and our tax bills covered and all the stuff, we can go out and buy those really nice things. But can I really bring myself to spending 1,500 quid a month on a Ferrari when that should be going into FTSE 100? £1,500 a month, 6% for the next 20 years. Just that one single 1,500 quid at 6% for the next 20 years. When you add all that up, that's an awful lot of money to put into a car that depreciates over time. And of course some cars, you know, go up in value, but generally cars depreciate, don't they? So even though I am at that stage, I still struggle to make the decision to buy that stuff. And I think it was Kanye who said it, might not be Kanye. He said, if you can't afford to buy it twice, you can't afford it. And I love that as a concept. And I know people who've got Ferraris and they can only just afford the freaking car. They can only just afford it, but pulling this Instagram wool over our eyes, which is this concept of, you know, Instagram is completely and utterly fake, right? Everyone's having the best time of their lives, and you loser, you're a loser because you're not having a great time and you're overweight and you've not got a fancy car and these fancy holidays, and it's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. We see 21-year-old Forex traders driving around in Ferraris or Lambos. Utter bullshit. It's completely faked, and yet people buy into the fake, and eventually they actually do get the Lamborghinis. And the reason why they actually do get those Lamborghinis is because they faked it, and they're selling courses of fakery, and they can't make money on Forex, so they make money on courses. Like, there's nothing wrong with making money on courses as long as you're training, teaching what you've actually done yourself. This is a good old rant this morning. So but if you want to get to the stage where you've got the Lamborghini and the Ferrari and so on, you can do that. There's no reason why you can't do that. But you've got to do it off passive income. That's just the way it goes, folks. You've got to do it off passive income. You can't do it based off income that you've earned and have to go to work for. And even as a business owner, you still can't do that. That guy just stole my car parking spot. So even as a business owner, you still can't do that. So you're going to have to find a way of making money while you sleep. And if you're not doing that right now, you shouldn't be spending any money on stuff, dumb stuff, that you can't afford, that doesn't pay for itself in some way. You have to spend the money on assets that's going to give you some sort of return. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Nice little rant this morning on the way to the basketball court. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you on the next video. Have a good day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.